Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you. So give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7534. No, 7435.
No, 7435.
I'm dyslexic up in this piece. You know, I can't.
Okay, that sounds like dyslexia.
Yeah, I know. I'm going backwards. Anyway.
Yeah, that happened.
8267435. That's the magic number. Yes, it is. Anyway. We social network. So if you got questions, comments, concerns, we always ask you, please email us if you're afraid to call. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can also on that smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, because I got to say it twice for some reason. I don't know, just in case. Second, third, social networking. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J can add you. Well, we will add you. Shout out to Shiny Forehead.
No more mustache.
His mustache, it's there's no luster to it. I saw it the other day, and it's like
he moved all the luster to his forehead.
No, I'm thinking that he has otters that lick his mustache, and I guess maybe
otters.
You know, otters got that shiny, and maybe he just like had otters like licking his mustache, and it just. It hasn't been happening lately. And so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back.
Oh.
I don't even know where that comes from sometimes. It's not premeditated. People think that I'm premeditated. I'm not premeditated. I wasn't even thinking about it till I thought about it.
I'm thinking about you, thought about it already.
Freestyling. Anyway. Whew, man. All right. So it's official. They were asking people, hey, you know what? If you're 65 and older, just stay inside. Everybody else use common sense. But for some reason, common sense is not all that common. So people are just out there reckless. They still out there just chilling. And I ain't mad at people who want to go outside, walk, get some air. But it's like people who are out there and they're congregating and hanging out and want to go to the club. And still the losers. I'm sorry. But if you're hanging out in front of liquor stores, you are a loser. You have a big.
I'm just trying to understand what's open still.
I mean,
besides, you know, the grocery stores, what is open?
Whatever you want to be open.
The malls are closed.
Yeah.
Restaurants are closed.
Yeah.
So where's everybody going?
Apparently,
maybe
games.
Because I was already quarantined. Like I've lived a life of quarantine, so like this is not that big a deal for me. I mean, it is because it's scary, but like not having or just not going places is like okay.
Well, actually, GameStop is open. GameStop.
Oh, really?
Is,
okay.
Yeah, they issued a memo to employees saying to keep the stores open during the coronavirus. Because they said they view themselves as essential retail alongside grocers and pharmacies. If you didn't know.
No, so, I did not. That what? That's essential?
Yeah, got to have your games.
Okay.
Got to have your games.
I mean, I guess. Okay.
It's essential. You know, so I want to go in GameStop and browse.
Quarantine, yeah.
No, fuck quarantine. She talks about quarantine. I got to have my games. We talking about what's important in life. Because this came, this is a memo from the execs that are actually in quarantine telling the employees fight to stay open.
Wow.
We going to get this money
okay. While
everybody is home. If y'all can't go nowhere, y'all can come to GameStop.
Well, I don't think they were essential, but I felt like come get your game before. You can't?
Not that you can get games online. That's you know, can't download them to your system.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Apparently you can't, but I could have swore you could, but I guess not. I want to say, I almost forgot, shout out to Chocolate in the chat room. If you're listening to the show, you can jump into the chat room live and you can interact with other listeners and interact with us if you so choose. And also, Brown Sugar is going to be showing off her cloned twin tonight, live on the Smooth Drama site.
Okay.
Yes. Brown Sugar on the smoothdrama.com site in the chat room. She's going to post pictures of her new clone that she had made at Walmart. It's got a penis, y'all.
Oh.
No. You know,
this
freestyle
is getting out of hand.
I wasn't supposed to tell people. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Now they're not gonna, you know, now
that
people ruin the surprise. I'm
messing up. I apologize. No, her clone is not gonna have a penis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So since we talking about GameStop and them being so silly and talking about what's essential, what's not essential, in your estimation, Brown Sugar, what is essential and non-essential?
I just feel like the essentials are just groceries. I mean, I don't see where anything else. You know, this is all crazy to me, anyway. I mean, I don't know. At first, I was feeling it and was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do this. I feel like if we had did it when China first was, like, doing everything and having all these issues, then we'd probably be past it now. But,
yeah, because they're past it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had locked everything down then in January, even the beginning of February, we'd be coming out of it now. I don't know why we didn't, but that's besides the point. To me, essentials are just groceries.
Okay.
I don't see much. I don't do a lot of different things, though. You know what I mean? I do things on occasion, but I'm a homebody, so.
Well,
you know, I don't
mind we're talking about people who still have to work, so we still have people who are out there who are part of the essentials, so they probably need gas to go to work too.
Oh yeah, gas.
Yeah.
Well, nobody. I guess the essentials. Yeah, they would need gas. There are quite a few people who aren't essential that are still working though.
right. Well, we're going to do our dumbass of the week because we just going to get it in early. Always got to get that last burp in. All right. So, dumbass of the week. People of California. Apparently, aside from the toilet paper shortage, and I know that's a nationwide phenomenon. For some reason, everybody's like, well, we're going to be trapped in the house. We're going to do a lot of shit, and we got to get toilet paper. There's supposedly now a spike in sewage spills that's related to people flushing inappropriate items while stuck at home. And I'm like, you know, toilet paper and wipes. That should be it. Now, I'm going to say this because I started off the other day and I said, intelligence is on call. Right? So, coronavirus is about uncleanliness, right? Right, brown sugars? Uncleanly.
You know, I don't know what it's about.
Well, I'm saying they say that if you have soap, hand sanitizer, in your health, you know, you're eating.
They're saying that can help with the spread of it. That's not saying that's what caused it, though.
Yeah. Well, no, I ain't talking about what caused it. I'm saying we're talking about like stopping it, right? So if you are flushing stuff and backing up the sewage system and it comes up out in the street, that is uncleanliness in the air. That will make it worse.
Well, that's because people are probably flushing paper towels because they don't have toilet tissue, or they're flushing newspaper because they don't have toilet tissue. So I don't see why people didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay. So... newspaper?
Yeah, what you mean?
No, I'm just, you know, I mean, it could happen. It could happen. It's not smart.
I'm sure. I mean, no, it's not. But if you don't have toilet paper, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, well.
Use your hand?
In different parts of the world.
Or you can use some form of paper.
They use their hands. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I mean, you get that receipt from when you bought them a six-pack of Slim Jim.
Yeah, but does that flush? And then does it break down properly?
Yeah, probably not.
You know what? Exactly. So that's what I don't understand why people are hoarding toilet tissue and all these other things. Like,
well,
I don't understand the whole water situation, because our water is still running and it still works.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing.
I bought a water filter.
Yeah.
You see people, they got, it's like, so you're going to carry all that water, where you going to store all this? You got all that water, you got a basement full of toilet paper. I mean, so I saw stuff, and I'm just social commentary here, right? So, I mean, I get it. The sustaining cleaning and washing your hands and all this other stuff that comes with staying safe during the coronavirus, this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for people because they ain't been living that life. You know, everybody talk about you ain't about that life. And we talk about cleanliness. You ain't about that life. And
see, I said this last week, though. I don't think it's about cleanliness. I really don't.
You don't?
I really don't. Not when. No, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Right.
I think like we were talking about, like you were saying last week about people not washing their hands. I'm not saying that people you know, are more people are washing their hands now. I think it's probably the same people that were already washing their hands, to be honest. I mean, maybe some more people have started to wash their hands because of it. But, I mean, it's like the common cold. So, and if I have it and I sneeze into the air, that doesn't, you can wash your hands if you want to, but you've already inhaled my sneeze, right? So how is that going to help you?
Well,
I sneeze in my hand and touch the door,
well,
and
we're
you touch the door
about,
right behind me, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not saying not to do these things. I'm just saying, to me, those are like minimal things that you should be doing anyway.
There's
something more major you should be doing it that they're not saying.
Right. Well, you should be doing it anyway. And so what we're talking about
is, to me, that's not going to, if you're already doing it, that's not going to help you.
Yeah, but it's a survival of the fittest disease, right? So if you hadn't been doing the right things, because what we're talking about here, washing your hands. So things that, there are a lot of people who don't wash their damn hands. And the whole cleanliness and using soap. I mean, there are some people who don't wash dishes with their soap. You know, it's stuff that we take for granted, because if you just living that life where you have soap and bleach regularly in your life, you don't think about it. But there are a lot of people that don't wash their hands. I see it. It hurts.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I have seen it too as well. I've commented on many women leaving the Target bathroom and who said you're not going to wash your hands before you leave. I've said it.
All right, and so
and
that's what I'm saying. So the lack of cleanliness and that's just doing right is what's missing. Doing right is what's missing. That's where the problem is. And so it's funny, so because it's like all of a sudden you got folks that just they're struggling because they have to do the right thing every day, all day. It's a struggle. Yeah, how hard that is if I'm just used to you know what, I don't wash my hands. You know, I don't really cook food. I mean, because folks got to cook food, they got to be, you know, you got to do regular stuff now.
Yeah.
It's tough. And so we're seeing that play itself out. And on that note, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go on a break. This is a little brother, Flash and Flair.
Gotta have Flash and Flair. Flamboyant on y'all.
This is a little brother.
Night, wonder, legacy. These rappers Babylon, at a time will come one day. That shit'll never come, like mail on a Sunday. You lacking something, must be the Flash or something. We love, hate it, pure legacy and say you'll get you frustrated. Group break up like B2K, don't care how you fit, nigga. Got clear like Rick, nigga. Critics thought they sent me, but I'm over, I float. They tried to hang me, then I was dope on a rope. Dude style, get on stage and boo the crowd. From a throne patient, hold my own like masturbation. I let off, look on, but legs off. Reaching for figures, the Fetty and shit. I'm diarrhea, nigga, you ain't ready for this shit. Stop, you better your track, what happened with that? I wish a motherfucker would, shit, I'm that fucking good. Come talk with rap, but you gotta have Flash. Give it to me now. Fucked up, bro. It never should have gave us niggas money. What about your rap boxes? Big boy, that one, that legacy. Excuse me, player, no, I don't mean to bother you. But just in case the beat is hitting too hard for you, just know Fonte is doing his job, cause I stay on the team like cinematographers. This is not a game, it's a whole other conference. I done tweeted and me and my thoughts are sharper now. Niggas got questions like Barbara Walters, why the so-called players probably worried it's hard to us.
Fonte is rap for real. Y'all matching guild, just thespians in the screen actors guild. I really wanna relax, chill, but y'all fuckers gon' make me relax for real. And take it back to 98 on you niggas, when I was straight disabling niggas. I'm Mike, first place cat playbilling niggas. I ain't got time to play with you niggas, but now that's all I gotta say to you niggas. This is history in the making, and y'all ain't been made yet. This is a single, but radio ain't played yet. Say it's not a safe bet. Raleigh niggas try to carry me, but I'm already at my apex. Holla. You know what I'm saying? Niggas try to get on the mic. With all that goddamn rapping and all that shit. With no flash, no emotion, no passion, no conviction. Nigga, you just talking here. And meanwhile, I'm hollering at your girl, and she talking here. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Lil Brother, Flash and Flare. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Man. So, it's a lot of politics going on right now. Yeah. As far as the coronavirus goes, it's a lot of politics going on. The bills, holding up bills because people are trying to add their amendments to it so that they can get a little something. And people talking reckless about poor people. For example, retailers, right? You know, right now it's kind of tough on people because are you going to be able to eat?
Yeah.
You know, pay your rent, mortgage, whatnot. I mean, all this stuff's on the table right now. So Kroger's is hooking you up. So if you would have been working for Kroger's, Brown Sugar, you came up this mm-hmm. week. They're giving every associate $25 on your loyalty card because Kroger's mm-hmm. appreciates and acknowledges you.
Okay, thank you, Kroger.
Yes.
You know, I understand where they have costs, you know, and they have, you know, different things they have to be concerned about, but. $25 is not going to, it'll help, but it's not going to last.
$25?
And in these times, people, no, $25 is not going to last. It would help, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I can get an extra loaf of bread I can freeze.
Yeah.
You know, a package of chicken juice.
I was wondering if they said you
it's
had to
what?
Spend it there.
Well, I'm sure. It's their loyalty card. So I'm giving
fun.
You money for you to give it right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shout out to Kroger. Y'all are awesome. Kroger's.
Just always thinking about others. And they're the welfare of their employees.
Put our employees first. Now, you didn't know that?
Exactly.
Put the employees
no,
first.
No, I didn't. Well, there's no Kroger. Is there a Kroger here in California? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know there's
so.
Some down south.
Yeah, that's
no.
down south. Yeah. They're not out here. So I don't get a chance to get that $25. Although they did say They did say that they're Donald Trump talked about sending us a thousand. He's going to send us a G.
Okay, I heard that if it's a family of four, you can get up to 3,000.
I need to make a family.
You need to find one real quick. I don't know if you can make one.
Well, I'm saying, like, hey.
Manufacture one.
Yeah, it's a thing. You know what? We come together. We're going to be a family for the next month. We're together. Wondering how does that go? Is it like, so is it everybody in the household?
Yeah.
I'm about to move some folks in.
You better make sure they're not sick.
Oh, no, we gonna,
you move the
we
wrong
gonna,
one,
we're going to do the temperature check. I got the thermometer, just stick it in their butt.
What?
Oh, that's what?
You don't need to do that for adults, me.
Oh, okay.
That's children and babies and children. Take your temperature. Is that all you take your own temperature? Please tell me you don't. Please. Please tell me first that you have a digital thermometer.
I have a digital thermometer.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
We can continue.
Okay. Yes, I've got a digital thermometer.
That's a relief.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I'm a. Forget I said that. Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart is requiring people to stay at work also, which is not a shocker, right? Because remember, a few years ago, Walmart was locking their people in the store. It's like you couldn't leave the store till your shit was
right.
Open. Yeah, so that's not really that shocking, Walmart.
I don't know what you don't know. They're part of the essential crew though, right?
Apparently,
because you can buy groceries there.
Yeah,
well, you can get groceries, so, and then cleaning supplies, so they would be part of it, so why would they close?
Yeah. No, so, you know, they were talking about, because there's a lot of people who, you know, like sick leave. They're like, they're not approving any sick leave at this particular point in time. So if
not
you
even
have
for
to
people
get
who
sick,
are 65, because they do hire the elderly,
right?
Or anyone with any pre-existing conditions, so they're not letting them go.
Well, I mean, there shouldn't be any greeters at Walmart. I'm saying.
No.
Most of us know that the greeters are always like retirees, right? So they're probably not going to be a lot of. And if those greeters are there, it's because they're forcing them. They're not going to allow them to, you know,
to not
use their sick leave and be at home like they should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's that serious out here in these streets. It's like we don't care about y'all. You know, come to work.
Well, I would give someone, an elderly person, my sick leave.
Well, I don't think you can transfer it over.
No? Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can transfer it over.
Mm.
So, and it's funny because now you start to see how people feel. So, different legislation. So the court had to block your president's first food benefit cut. It was going to happen next month. It was going to deny benefits to thousands. He wanted to limit the benefits for unemployed, able-bodied adults without dependents. You know, saying that, hey, you ain't got no kids, you're able-bodied, even though there are no jobs right now, you can't get aid. That's what he was trying to say. Which is funny, right? Because it's like, you know that right now, no one's hiring.
Exactly.
No one's hiring.
Nobody. Okay. Well, no, somebody is hiring. I forget who was hiring. It's a grocery store, though.
Well, yeah.
They just hired like thousands of people.
Right. Right. And so if you're not,
we'll all go work for the grocery store.
Right, but it's millions of people that are out right now. And so yeah. He's gonna cut that benefit, but instead he was gonna send you that $1,000 though. You get the $1,000.
So he's gonna cut the benefit. Well, you cut my benefit, I'll take $1,000.
Yeah, but see, that $1,000 is a one hitter quitter.
True.
So after that, if it goes on another month or two or three, what happens?
All the way to August, like they said.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of screwed.
True.
I mean, you're screwed, and
they have all these assistance programs, though. I mean, they have all these programs that are assisting people with food, so.
Yeah,
at least they do here.
Right, but are they going
sure
to be able to sustain that? Are they going to be able to sustain that? Because we're talking about, it's unprecedented, because we're talking about they were struggling to help people who were just regularly displaced, right? Because it wasn't like we were treating the homeless well in the United States. You know, you say here in California in particular. And so now you have, quote unquote, as he said, able-bodied people. I'm going to cut their benefits. But the court said nah. But those able-bodied people who live in check to check, you kind of struggling right now. And getting something to eat is not something that's going to be easy. I mean, like here in Oakland, they have the 12 schools that are open, and those 12 schools serve food. Breakfast.
But are they open every day? They're not open every day. Aren't they open
Monday
just
through
2 days
Friday
a week?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday through Friday? Okay.
It's Monday through Friday, but weekends, USOL. So they're actually looking for volunteers. I was so tempted to volunteer.
And what happened?
They start emailing me about work. It's like they want you to actually
do all your stuff. Yeah.
Be president accountable at all times during your shift. It's like, so I can't do both, because.
Yeah, but I mean, if you probably could. They would probably allow you to. If you put it in, they would allow you to do it.
Maybe.
During this time, I'm going to volunteer. I didn't know they were looking for volunteers.
Yeah, I just got a link. I'll send it to you. I might even post it on the site. Anyone who's interested in volunteering to serve kids food. Speaking of that, we're gonna go into our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So our hater of the week is Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Say he's worried about incentivizing people to not show up for work. So he's the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And he's saying if you're giving people too much relief from economic downturn caused by the spread of the coronavirus, people won't want to come to work. So, and I'm going to quote his words. You have to think this thing through in terms of what are the unintended consequences of good intentions. They're saying if you're allowing people to take time off without penalty, if they are sick so that they don't die or infect others, it would discourage work.
But things are closed now. I'm confused. Like, things are closed.
Yeah.
So most retailers are closed.
Yeah.
So you're not, so I can't go to work. So it's not that I don't want to go. I can't go.
Well,
you know, because I was excited about not having to go to work, but now I'm like, okay, this is not working.
Yeah. So the House has passed legislation that would offer paid leave for some workers if they or their families are affected by COVID. And so it's like, it's about people who are actually affected by the disease. He's like, yeah, you know.
Well, that's everybody who's not working, though. So people who have actually had someone in their family that has it, and they can't work.
Yeah. And he's saying you're incentivizing them to not work. It's like, well, they're taking care of family, right? They're taking care of family like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... okay. So are you, never mind.
Ron Johnson?
I'll just say, okay.
Everybody.
All right, Ron.
Everybody give it up for Ron Johnson. Everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Nobody? Nobody's cheering for Ron Johnson? Y'all's haters. Y'all.
All right.
I guess I'm not giving it up for Ron Johnson either. But, you know, people got guns.
Right? I was looking at that. I was tripping off of that. I was like, what is that? Like, I don't understand, like, this apocalyptic mindset. Like, we have had sickness before. And I don't understand why this. I mean, I guess it is the media hype.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Well, I mean, because we've had SARS, H1N1. You know, we had AIDS crisis. So all we've had stuff, right? But this one has been pushed out here. It's like doom, So I just saw the chart. There's a chart up where they talk about the death rate in countries with confirmed deaths in more than 1,000 cases. So Italy has 2,000. They have 31,500 sick cases. They have 2,503 deaths. Iran has 16,169 cases. 988 deaths. Spain has 11,309, 509. China, 81,058, 3,230 deaths. Now you spread it around, so you've got two countries that are in the thousands, and one country that's, you know, close to 1,000 in Iran. And then the rest of the numbers, either somebody's lying, or I'm a conspiracy theorist. You can say that it was thrown a certain way. Norway's got 3 deaths, Austria's 3, Denmark's 4, Sweden's 7, Belgium 10. Germany's got 24. United States got 96. They almost had 100.
Mm.
Yeah. Switzerland's got 27. UK's got 55, Netherlands 43. Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
You just say that the disease hits hard in certain places. Other places, the disease is really, really soft. It's not hitting hard at all.
So would you, maybe they're clean. Like you say, it's a cleanliness thing. So, or maybe they don't have as many other health issues. Maybe they don't have like high lung disease issues or diabetes or whatever, you know, that they're saying that already affects your immune system. So
well,
if you have cancer
countries,
and your immune system is, you know, compromised.
Well, a lot of those countries are known for their great health care.
Exactly.
And they don't have stressful work hours, all of those things that help you stay stress free and sickness free. Because if you're not working inordinately hard, you're not stressing over working so much. That takes away a lot. You have more time for quality of life, quality of diet. And maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it does.
Yeah, I would think. I think the reason why it spread so quickly in China is because they have so many people. And they're crowded.
Well,
what happened in Italy is they decided to have one.
Well, I think it's made in the laboratory, but that's just me.
After it came out of the laboratory, it spread quickly. I mean, whoever brought it out. But then that's because they live closely together.
Yep, that too.
They did the same thing in Italy. They had one of those parties. You know,
maybe.
Where everybody gets infected.
Maybe we can debate that. On that note, we're going to take a break. This is J Electronica, The Blinding.
This shit make you guys talk crazy. I'm time there was a little youth, the cub of a lion, stowed away captive, a long way home from Zion. The dove prince sang about it, purple rain crying to the midget you heard tell of on the shoulders of the giant.
I named my son, sir. You gotta call my son, sir. That boy already knighted. He ain't even out his rum for him. You speaking on the kingdom, you better watch your tongue, sir. I send you where you've never been. You forget where I'm from, sir. That gossip about some bald heads, you got it out the gun, sir. I'm brazen, I'm so brazen. I'm raising in the sun, sir. His chest is broad daylight. You know the kingdom comes, sir. That wheel inside the wheel, that half a mile in circumference. It's the return of the Magdi, it's the return of the Aki. It's the return of the lost and found tribes, the bad, the Anunnaki. It's the return of Mrs. Corbett and our flim and paparazzi. That's my new style.
The gift that keeps giving like Babushka. Kush crushed up in the studio, rolling K push up.
Extra, extra, it's Mr. Headlines. Signed every contract and missed the deadlines. 40 days, 40 nights, trying to live up to the hype. It's the road less traveled, it's the walk with Mr. Flight. Hold, hit me up like, what you scared of heights? Know your sister tired of working, gotta do us up nice. I'm like, don't even know I stay up for Fallon late night. She need ice. Either tell it to my bank account or say it to the dice. When I lay down in my bed, it's like my head in the vice. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is flaws. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is bars. In the wee hours of night, trying to squeeze out bars. This your law, just so y'all can pick me apart.
Baby.
Sugar, that was Jay Electronica, The Blinding. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Man, that made me like want to like dance. I was like boogieing in the chair. No?
Oh, okay.
No.
I liked it, but it didn't make me want to dance. That first one I liked though.
Okay.
All right. You know, you just kind of nod your head to that second one.
Dancing with myself. That was all. Anyway. Groundhog
dancing
Day.
Dancing with yourself.
Dancing with myself.
Uh-oh.
Nancy? Billy. My Billy Idol. Anyway.
I love Billy Idol.
Yeah. Me too. My favorite. I had a Billy. There was a Billy Idol moment, and it's kind of funny. I was watching the. Since I'm sidetracking, we're gonna talk Billy Idol for a second. He was on one of them shows, and he was setting up a date in the baby's room with the baby monitor, and his woman heard him. It's really funny.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Poor Billy. New age technology. He's still living in the 80s, huh?
Yeah. He didn't know. He didn't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day. And this is conspiracy number 375-984. Because I was at 375, 982, and 983 the other day. 375, 984 today. The cities, they're all letting their inmates out. You know, like if you committed light crimes, whatnot. Go send y'all ass out.
Yes, they were running out here. They were running. Like literally. I don't know where they were running to, but they were running.
Yeah, it's like, well, Groundhog Day. So if we can't make money off of them, we just gonna release them and hope they die. I mean,
you know, it's funny because that's what I was like. Because I was like, okay, if there's no cases in the prisons, wouldn't that be like the best place to be? I mean, if you're already there.
No, if you're in jail, I mean, it's on and cracking, right? I mean, because they're not testing in the jail. I don't think soap is
they're
the
they're barely testing out here. They're barely testing out here.
I'm just saying, but I'm thinking soap and stuff like that, proper hygiene and eating right, it's not going to be a priority in jail. So they're like, look, we're just going to let y'all get free. So I liken it to, what's that movie, The Purge, where you're going to have, instead of a night where you can just go out and you just kill anybody. You got like 3 weeks. Get out there and do your thing.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna bother you.
Right, kill as
many.
Yeah,
because they're saying that cops are not going to arrest for nonviolent crimes.
Right.
So
you can do. I mean, it's not
maybe
like,
that's why they were buying the guns. Light bulb.
Yeah. I mean, because it's going to be owned. So you have to be able to defend yours. Because
I guess so.
Trying to come in. Although, and that's the thing. It's where the intelligence is on call, though. You can do that. You can break into some place, but if you're healthy, you could be breaking into the place where they got the virus.
Exactly.
So it's like Russian roulette. Is that it's the lottery? It's the California lottery. Only it's not the lottery you want to win.
No, it's not. I want to win the California lottery though.
You want to win the but this is the California lottery, the COVID lottery.
It's the new lottery. Oh, the COVID
it's
lottery.
The new, it's
oh
COVID.
Yeah, no, I don't want to win that lottery. Although I think I would be okay. It's just people around me wouldn't be okay. I think I would be not fine, but I don't think I would die.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you
I have people around me that could not just not could you know they couldn't handle it.
Right. I mean, because if you have an okay immune system, you're fine. It's compromised people who
mm-hmm.
are in trouble, right? Asthma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, you're compromised. So you kind of need
yeah.
to, you kind of need to be like super anal.
Mhm.
Like super anal. Like if I see other people, I spray bleach in their direction. I'm like walking. You know
spray,
how
you have a bleach bottle?
I'm saying. So what you would do is this. So you would get. You know how people have them spray bottles. Where
yes,
they,
I have
they,
one. It
yeah,
has
and you spray yourself.
It,
you keep yourself. Yeah, and so you just so you say one part bleach, and nine parts water, right? And so
yeah, I would spray bleach at people though.
I'm saying so if you're walking around, and let's say you're in public, whatnot. It's like remember coming to America, they would throw the flowers in front.
Yeah.
No, you just spray the bleach in front. You.
I'm not feeling spraying bleach. I'm just not feeling that.
No, I said.
I would hate to like for that to get in somebody's eye.
No. Hold up. One part.
Okay.
Bleach, nine parts water. That's the ratio.
Okay.
And so. It's like lemon water, right? You put that little bit of lemon in there. Oh, it's got these amazing benefits, right? Oh, it's healthy for you. It's amazing benefits. Bleach water. I ain't say drink it. And I didn't say that you're going to, spray it on people.
Okay. What else is happening in the news today? Where are you going with this? It's like, what?
What? What am I saying that's out there? What's so crazy?
I would just sooner spray a can of Lysol before I do
that.
I just would.
But some of us can't afford $8 cans of Lysol. You just walking around mm-hmm. recklessly, and folks try
Target
to jack you.
If you can find a Target with some, theirs is like $3.99, $4.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried to not go into places like that.
Well, yeah. Well, please, you can go there now. I'm wondering if people are the movies closed? Because I feel like I could go to the movies because there's not going to be anybody there.
Yeah, but they're closed.
No.
So, yeah,
okay.
AMC, Cinemark, they're all,
but see,
they all shut
there's
down.
Nobody in Target. There's nobody in Target. There's nobody in the grocery stores. I'm trying to figure out, how come there's nothing? Well, they are going early. So the couple of times I've been, it's been in the mid-afternoon. And there was when I say there was nobody in there, there was nobody in there. It was like me and five other people.
Yeah, I
really
went to DMV to get my real ID. It was like, I was like shocked. It's like, you can count the people in the DMV. It's like, well, look at this right here.
You were nervous to go?
Yeah. Yeah, I had my mask and my gloves.
I don't know if I was. I don't know if I'm ready for the DMV. I don't know, but there was nobody there. That doesn't seem like a clean place anyway. The DMV doesn't seem clean anyway, you know?
Well, they got their wipes and all that. Look, and one, they have the tape down. You have distance. Stay in your box. You're spread apart. Folks okay. Not trying to get with you, around each other. And like I said, I had my mask on, and I had my, I had my gloves on, so I was good. It's like, okay. Don't get too close, try to spray on me. I got my long sleeves on. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was all good in the hood. Or something like that. Now, I'll say this. So, when I'm out, I'm driving around, and you see people, and they're out there reckless, right? They're just out there reckless. And just once again, the losers sitting in front of the liquor store. It's like nothing happened. I mean, because I see a lot of people. They're just out there and. It's people who are going to more than likely catch it. You can see it. They congregate. I mean, because I'm thinking like the worst case scenario is like the people who are on the drugs, whatnot. Because we talk about Wesley Central, whatnot. I ain't talking about weed. You got weed dispensaries, right? But I'm gonna guess. The super illegal drugs, that's gonna dry up. And what do those people do? How do those people?
What do you mean?
I mean, so if you're on cocaine, meth, opioids, whatnot, you're used to just being able to cop anytime. But the people that you cop from, they're like, shit, I ain't out there no more.
You think so? Yeah. Think so?
I'm thinking that some of that's going to dry up. Yeah.
Some people, will be mindful and be like, okay. But I think most people, they got that I got to get this money attitude. So I think anybody who's willing to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to stand on a corner or, you know, they're not really worried about COVID.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see. That's why I said it's next. 3 weeks, it's that movie The Purge. It's that movie The Purge. Because you're going to have a lot of people out there. I mean, you're still going to have people doing stupid stuff. It's still going to be people doing stupid stuff, right? You know, for example, there's this woman, honorable mention dumbass of the week, Serena Henry. She... from New Mexico. She stole a car and tried to tell the police that she was Beyonce.
Okay.
Yep. It's like you're out here stealing cars during the age of COVID.
Okay. But you're Beyonce?
Yeah, she said she's Beyonce. I mean, all they had to do was say, get out the car. Okay, your booty not big enough. You're under arrest.
Or you just don't look like her at all, probably.
I saw the picture. It's like, yeah, you gonna pick the most famous black woman in America, aside from Oprah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm her.
So, your name is Beyonce. You're not saying you are Beyonce. Just your name.
No, her name's Serena.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she said, "Look, I found the keys, and so I decided to go for a ride."
What happened was.
Right. So we're always going to have stupid stuff to talk about, right? Because people are going to do some dumb stuff.
Of course.
The Purge is on. We about to see them roll.
60 seconds.
As long
as me and my family are in the house safely, I'm good. I mean, I'm not good, but
Brown sugar.
Yes,
put some bleach in. Put some bleach in that water bottle. I'm just saying, if you got stuff outside,
I do have it. I'm not saying I don't, but I'm not spraying people. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
But
well,
I do have
a
water bottle. I have an alcohol one too. So
all right.
I'll take that one out.
For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N word. This is another Smooth Drive production. Y'all get y'all bleach bottles. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.